Constellation.
Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about spirituality and intuitive empowerment where we help each other evolve and ascend through conscious community. I'm Alexa, a healer who utilizes EFT, also known as tapping, to help you process stuck emotions, release limiting beliefs, and reconnect with your inner child.
I'm Ambrosia, a psychic medium and Arcturian channel, here to uplift and inspire you to see that you are capable of more than you know.
Together, we empower people to live extraordinary lives.
We do want to warn you. If you hang out with us long enough, you'll start to believe in yourself and realize that you're capable of anything.
Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Welcome back once again to Inner Bloom Podcast. I'm Alexa.
I am Ambrosia.
Hi.
Hey.
Sup?
You know, just living life here on this rock. What are you doing? How's your life going?
Can you share about why you're like upset? Because the joke is funny.
Oh, like, no, it feels like no matter what I do with the IRS this year, someone in the IRS building has a personal vendetta against me. And they're like, no, bitch, you can't pay us. You can't look up your stuff. You can't even talk to us.
Here's my theory. Somebody really high up in the IRS, like, has a wife, an ex-wife, that listens to this podcast, who was like, you know what? If Ambi can do it, I can do it. I'm leaving your ass, and I'm taking the dog. And they were like, who the hell is this woman who inspired my wife to believe in herself? And they realized it was you. So now if Ambi breathes, the IRS is like, you did it wrong and we can't accept this. And she's like, but no, I did exactly what you said.
I literally didn't even do anything. And they're like, it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And penalties and fees right now.
Yep.
So sucks to suck, bitch. Sucks to suck.
It really does. It's kind of just
that was actually a movie. That was a movie. It was a running joke. I forget what movie it was, but it was, I think it was the one where they bring all the eccentric people to dinner.
Oh, like Dinner for Schmucks or something?
Yeah. How it happened was the guy worked for the IRS and like kept saying, nope, can't do that. So.
Never saw it, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's my life today.
Okay.
Except I haven't met anybody face to face.
Well, I really hope that gets cleared up soon. And thanks for sharing. It brought me like a little levity in this time of deep rage.
They're like, and what happened is they said, you didn't sign this document. And I'm looking at the document and it's signed with my name. And I'm like, how the fuck did I not sign the document? Explain it to me. Break it down like I'm five.
They're like, I don't see it. I don't
exactly.
Okay, also,
go ahead. We're not.
Oh, talking no, no, about no. This. I was gonna say, sorry, I'm trying to get rid of this like weird glare in my face. Story of my life, like weird glares. No, I was just gonna say this is like also the third thing that's happened like that. So it's like not a coincidence or a random event. It's just like crazy. Anyway. So guys, ooh. I have to tell you,
I'm so excited.
Okay. I didn't fix the random glare. I'm just going to stop. So a couple days ago, a fire started to burn. Yep. And it started to spread. That's another song if you guys don't know. There's wildfires in Canada. And the smoke just started to come on down through New York and through Philadelphia. And I haven't been outside really for the past 2 days because the like air quality index, I mean, at one point I think it was like 400, which is like smoking a pack a day. Like, it's just really, really insane. And Ambi, you've started to get like smoke down there as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had, they've canceled all the outside after school sports activities, and they won't let kids go play outside because the air quality is so bad and so dangerous down here right now. So it's definitely not great. And it's just so crazy, all of the fuckery that is going on in the world.
Yeah, I think, like, it's really sad to say that, like, because I know we've had so many fires in the country, you know, on the West Coast, and mm-hmm. Australia was having all those fires during, I'm pretty sure, during lockdown over here.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's not like fires are, like, a new thing, but I think the fact that now we're experiencing these fires and we're seeing it in our own backyard. I mean, I'm sorry, but at this point, like, it really is, like, let's just face the facts that for a lot of humans, until you experience it in your own way and realize it's really real, it's kind of hard to conceive or to know really what to do about it. And even then, mm-hmm. it's really hard to know what to do about it. But something just, like, went off in me, and I was just so pissed off yesterday. I was so angry because I wasn't even – I'm angry that it's happening. But the thing that I'm most angry about, weirdly, mm-hmm. is that every day I feel like us, the people, the just regular people who are just trying to live their lives and take care of their kids.
Pay their fucking taxes. Go ahead. Yes.
No, exactly. Taxes factor into this huge is we're just trying to live, and yeah. we're constantly being guilted and shamed for in subtle ways and in overt ways, but constantly being told, like, come on, guys, if we just care a little bit more about the environment, if we just all pull together, if we just reduce, reuse and recycle and we ban enough straws, we can do this. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I'm against recycling or I'm against banning, you know, paper straws or whatever the fuck. I don't – that's not an issue. I want us to be able to do those things, and I do think that in a way it helps. But that is nowhere near putting any sort of dent in the actual problem. And meanwhile, which is billionaires who are furthering the – pollution and the like greenhouse gas situation and the things like fast fashion and all of this capitalism. Essentially, it all comes down to capitalism and corporate greed, right? Mm-hmm. And that being said, the people that we put in power, the people that we pay with our tax dollars to do the job of
– I like that. Go ahead.
Exactly. Said taxes was involved. The people that we literally employ, like we pay them to be in office and represent us, are not doing a thing. And in fact, they're not only not doing a thing, like they're not only not prioritizing climate change, but they're actually
making it worse.
They are giving tax breaks to these billionaires. Like they're making it easier for the billionaires to be billionaires and to do the things that are perpetuating climate change. And the most fucked up part about this is that when eventually Earth is uninhabitable in any real comfortable way, the billionaires and the people in power are going to be the ones that have the privilege to exempt themselves from the situation. They are going to be able to pay for the, you know, nice clean air once air needs to be monetized. You know what I mean? When we don't have any anymore, they're going to be able to pay to go to a different planet if they need to. They're going to.
They already are. They're fucking floating around in space. Air quote, just cause they're not floating around in space just cause they're testing to see like how easy it is to get off this spaceship.
Right. They're like,
and the reality is that if you have enough money, you can make it happen. But also, I agree with you. And I think it's bullshit. And I get really upset about it. And I also, and they're gaslighting us like, oh, you're just not trying hard enough.
Which
everything's fine.
Which is, that's what I'm saying I'm most pissed off about. I think it's,
right.
I don't hear this being talked about enough. Like, I really don't. Is that, like, deception that's happening, which is just, it, because I think the guilt and the picking, the pitting us against each other, like I was talking to a friend today about it, and he was like, and he was a very well-meaning person, but he was like, yeah, I really hope people start caring a little bit more about the earth soon, you know, so we can, and I'm like, but it's not people. People do care about the earth. Of course, there's some people that litter and there's some people that don't pick up after them. Absolutely. But on the whole, I'd say people really do care, but we're so overwhelmed. We're so overstimulated. We're so, like, it feels like the biggest problem.
In a constant state of fear.
Yeah, that we don't, we, when we are in that state, there's no way for us to actually, like, come together and realize what the actual problem is. It's like, we think it's our fellow neighbor just not caring enough. And it's like, no, like, one of our listeners this week was talking about, how her client was in Canada, and how she was talking to the client or the coworker, sorry, but, and the coworker was saying she felt so guilty because she had to get some, like, supplies for her home garden, like, shipped to her, and our listener was like, oh my God, no, like, the fact that, like, you feel guilty about that, but, like, you know, the 1% and, like, our world leaders are just like, da 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 da, like, haven't even said anything about the fight. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. And I am just at the point where I feel like I'm, like, looking to Gen Z and Gen Alpha, quite frankly, to be like, okay, what's the move right now? Like, what's the deal? Like, where, what are we,
young
when
people,
are we protesting?
What will we do? Yeah.
Legit. Because yeah. I'm really, don't want my son to grow. I mean, it's weird because, like, before I had my son, I know everyone's like, I don't want to bring kids into this world because I don't want, you know, them to have to deal with, like, all of this shit. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It just didn't become real once again until I had him. And now I'm like, no, this simply will not do. So
how do you feel? To that effect, I kind of agree. Like, I feel like, shit, what did I do? Like, I brought kids on this planet into this world and this reality for why again? Like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I also, I guess I feel like sometimes I feel discouraged. I was listening to another podcast today. And they talked about the wildfires, and they had a fire science person on there. And I sound stupid, but I don't know what they're called. But anyway, he studies fires. And he was explaining that 80 to 85% of the fires that we see on the news and things like that are man-made. They're started by human beings. Yeah. And not intentionally started by human beings, but accidents of some kind, machinery that gets overheated, etc. And that's an astounding number. So in that regard, there is something that we can do. But also, he gave me a lot of hope because he was talking about fires and indigenous people and how indigenous people used to have controlled burns to regrow parts of the forest and parts of wherever they lived and things of that nature. And that is what some people do today. They have a controlled burn to regrow vegetation. But a lot of these fires, because people are so anti-burning the forest and X, Y, and Z, when these fires happen, they go out of control because there is no controlled burn. And so you're seeing younger trees and younger plants that just burn out of control and in a higher heat, which is not good for us.
But
so
I also,
but go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. They're talking about like the propaganda about like only you can prevent forest fires and all of that jazz.
Yeah.
And they were explaining that there's this real gaslighting effect that's happening with our country and our world of, you know, you're the one that can and do this, you're the one that can stop this. And in actuality, it's companies and corporations. It's huge corporations that, I mean, look at Amazon. Amazon is a great example of this. They use so much paper product. I know we all get Amazon, or most of us do anyway. And how many times have you ordered something small and it comes in this big ass box? It's unnecessary, you know, and they use the plastic to bubble wrap it and all this shit. And they could easily use recyclable material. And then you go into like this city, cityscapes, and honestly, not a lot of cities recycle to the level at which you think they do.
Oh, some recycles just go straight into the trash. Like it.
My city does. Yeah, my city does.
That is part of the gaslighting too. It's like, it's not even really happening. Like, even people who think, well, I recycle, you might not be. And
yeah, you don't. You just think you do.
Yeah, exactly. And that is like the most like insidious thing, because it's just, it's this illusion that you're actually being part of a change. But meanwhile, you're putting all this effort into trying to do the right thing. And then, and also you're probably starting fights with people of like, you know, thinking they're not doing the right thing enough. Right. And then meanwhile, what's happening is every, you know, month we get a new stat of like, oh, the what do you call that? Like the doomsday clock or whatever has gotten 5 minutes closer. And it's like, how could it be? I'm recycling all the time. It's like, it doesn't recycling.
Oh, that's an awful thing to pay attention to. I could not. Well,
there's huge news stories. Like there'll be a news story.
It's not something I watch the news. I can't handle it.
Well, I don't watch the news, but it's in my time. It's in my feed. And I don't pay attention to it either. I just tell myself that's all an illusion and that's all just to get headlines or whatever. But the truth is that I think it's the most disheartening thing when you feel like you're putting in effort and it's not only not helping, it's just getting way worse. So then your mind tells you, well, why should I try to do it? Well, I should just either tell myself this isn't happening, like disassociate basically.
Yeah.
Be delusional, because that's a way of coping with trauma and stress.
Right.
Or just like not even try, or just like get angry every once in a while and then try to forget about it. I don't know. It's this, we're all in this trauma response. And again, I'm like, when are we gonna actually put the pressure on like our governments and on world leaders to do something? Because like, I literally today had the thought pop into my mind that was like, could you do a class action lawsuit on a government? Like, and I looked it up and you can, the United States government has had class action lawsuits against it before. And I'm not saying that I'm sitting here going, and that would be 100% successful. No, I don't have any like crazy delusions about that. But the point is, I really think that for the most part, and including myself, I don't usually think about the government as, no, you guys work for us. I think of the government as this power that lords over us. But in actuality, our tax dollars pay their salary. That is the agreement, right? And we are the ones who decide, in quotation marks, to put them in power, to put them out. But we don't treat it like that. We treat it as like, you guys suck. You're always like bullying us and you're never – and rightfully so, because I mean that's kind of how they act and that's kind of the dynamic at play. But it's like my question is like, when are we going to realize – when are we going to act on the dynamic that's supposed to be in play and really force some sort of change? Because it's depressing. It's depressing. Also, real quick, the thing about the fires and the fire scientists and the way that like, yes, fires are started by like, oh my God, remember that fire that was started by the gender reveal party that was like it was a huge fire for a very long time. Oh my God, I actually feel really bad for those people that started that. But the point is, it wouldn't be so hard to start fire. It wouldn't be so easy to start fires if the climate wasn't as it was, if everything wasn't so dry, if everything wasn't already like ripe for being just kindling, basically. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like, and the other thing is that I really feel like this system of capitalism, it makes it so that we lose empathy for things. You know what I mean? We lose empathy for people. We lose empathy for all of us, every single one of us, no matter who you are, being a part of this capitalist system. You lose empathy because you have to be looking for the dollar signs, right?
Right.
So, like, for example, like, this is like a fucked up thing, but like doctors, right? It's like they get into being a doctor, the medical system, hopefully because they want to help people. They want to help people. They want to help cure people. They want to treat people. But eventually, once you get into it, you have to start looking at the dollars. And that means that you're, in a way, wanting people to come in sick. Like, you're wanting to find sick people, right? And that's why that system is propped up on people remaining sick and buying solutions. And I just think that the same logic can be applied to this situation where it's like, there's a business around everything. And so we don't have, we're not looking at people. We're not looking at like communities. We're not looking at how we're looking. The number one thing anyone is always looking for is the dollar. And I'm like wondering when that's going to change or how that's going to change. You know what I mean?
Well, a couple of things. I want to ask you some clarifying questions about that example. Sure. Do you mean people like pharmaceutical companies and things like that make money off of sick people? Or do you mean doctors make money off of sick people?
I mean, everybody, they both do.
Right. But if there weren't as many sick people, there would still be doctors. We still need doctors. They would still get paid the same.
Yeah. But the, but that doesn't change the fact that, and I'm just using the example of a doctor, but it applies to anyone and everyone in any industry that they're in. We are counting on people having issues and needing solutions, and the issues surround some major categories such as needing to have a place to live, needing to be healthy, needing needs.
Wanting to look younger.
Yes.
Not even needs, wants. Wanting to look younger, wanting to have the air quote right body.
But where does the wants come from?
Oh, no, 100%. It all is trying to sell us something. 100%. Yeah. I agree with you. I feel, I don't feel better. I feel discouraged. And I feel
didn't
like
say this conversation was going to make us feel better. I did not say that.
And I feel like there's so much information that we're inundated with on a daily, on a minute-to-minute basis, that it is exhausting to the point where they have fully disclosed that there are aliens. They are aware that there are aliens, and everybody's just like, yeah, okay, what's next? We are so inundated with so much information that I think the things that would totally have rocked us 10 years ago don't faze us at all now. We're just like, yeah. And it's honestly wild what people can, how people can accommodate to the circumstance and the situation, how human beings are like, all right, so there's aliens now. Cool. Mm-hmm. Let's move along. Or, okay, the planet's literally on fire. Cool. Let's keep it going. Like it's
like just Jumanji.
Yeah, it's astounding how we're all just like, well, there's a flood happening that's everywhere. Happening now. All right. Okay. There's a global pandemic. Let's just keep this moving. Like, it's fucking crazy how, and it's really, it says, to me, it really speaks volumes about how tenacious we are as individuals and how we can maybe disassociate and say, yeah, we're just going to keep going to work, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I would love to not be a part of capitalism. I just don't know how to disconnect from capitalism and not be homeless and starving.
No, you know? That's not my
But if someone is listening, you have a solution, please tell me. I'm all
like an anti-capitalism pill or something. We'll yes. take it. No, okay.
I thought about today with the wildfires. I was like, I think I'm going to go to a timeline where there's none of this happening.
Okay, wait.
I'm out of here. This was fun, guys. Yeah.
So this – actually, I wanted to bring this up with you. So one, let me respond to you, and then two, let me respond to that. So one is I am in no way sitting here and saying like, guys, let's just not do capitalism. Capitalism is the issue. So let's just say no, thank you. And we just all live on a commune or something. No, I'm not saying –
Yeah, and we don't – go to our jobs anymore.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, let's just stop. Deal. No, obviously, we still live in the system. We have to – there's – I don't even think we know what it's like to be to be non-capitalist or whatever. I don't think we know what that would look like. So it's not that that will ever happen overnight. But what I'm saying is it's just – I think – that it's becoming more and more clear and vivid to people and to myself. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. Mm-hmm. That like it's always over. It's always the dollar over people and over caring about people and over like life. Like literally to the point where it's a dollar over life. And
yeah,
that is weird. That's just really weird. That's just so strange. So I'm saying I'm open to a new system or solution arising. And once again, I yield my time to Gen Z and Gen Alpha to provide that solution because I don't know. My brain's stuck in millennial culture. I don't know the way forward, but I believe they do. So I'm interested to see what they bring forward. But
I would very much like to be a part of the new wave forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm all for it. But then you brought up something that actually I was thinking about in relation to this topic, which is the topic of timeline jumping to bring the woo into this a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've been talking about this on the podcast, how you're very good at this. You're very good at timeline jumping. And wow. I was thinking about, you know, what are ways that maybe we could – because maybe when these things happen, they are opportunities to – timeline jump and collectively timeline jump and kind of, again, keep choosing things that we like prefer, right? Which, by the way, did you see the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No, I've seen like –
you should see it.
I know. I've seen bits and pieces of it from TikTok. Thanks, TikTok. But I haven't seen it
the whole thing is that like basically that's what she's doing the whole time is like timeline jumping. And basically every time she timeline jumps, she has to do something like really weird and strange, which is like a totally different choice. Right. And then she's able to connect to like that reality. So I don't know. I was like thinking about asking you that question about like, let's say someone was open to timeline jumping and someone was seeing this and saying, no, I don't choose this. And no, I would like something different.
I'm going to go to a timeline where we value our planet.
Yeah.
And we are very content with our planet. So that'll be better. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's what you do.
That's it. If I seem different, it's because I'm not here anymore. Different reality. See ya. This was fun.
Okay. So that's what you do. If somebody is watching, you just
I'm out.
Think
I'm
of
out.
Where you
I'm
want.
I'm going to figure that out tonight.
You are personally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, if you guys want to come with me, let me know.
No, that's what I'm personally, saying. If people want to come.
I am leaving.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So how do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I think what I'm going to start to do is write down Hold on. Let me read you, because I happen to have my little notepad right here that I
wrote everything. Oh, your handy dandy notebook? Did you watch Blue's Clues?
We're getting into like a weird area. So anyway, what I wrote down was now, hold on, let me see. Okay, what I wrote down was now, like in big font, and then below it, I live in a timeline where my kids and family are happy, healthy, and safe, where I am loved, where I am in a loving, peaceful, supportive relationship, where I have enough money and savings that I do not have to stress, where my business is exciting and fun for my highest good. So I was very general last time. I'm going to get a little bit more specific this time. And okay. We're going to talk about the planet.
Okay. Oh, okay. So basically, to focus on a timeline, it's like focusing on, it's kind of like affirmations on a specific reality.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was told. So we'll see how real that is.
Okay, cool.
I'll let you know in a month.
Okay. Or maybe I won't remember this conversation in a month.
And then I'll be like, bro.
Yeah.
We had this conversation.
Sometimes, Amy, you'd be like,
tell them about the waffles thing. It pisses me off.
No, we already did talk about the waffles thing. But sometimes you'll be like, remember when blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, what? Because like, I just don't remember it the way you're saying it, or like the exact, like, it's not triggering for me immediately. And you're like, no, please don't tell me you don't remember that. And I'm like, wait, just tell me more. I think I do.
Because at first it was a little disorienting. It was like, oh, shit. Like, am I crazy? And now I'm just like, ah, different timeline, whatever. And I just keep it moving. Like, again, I'm like starting to get used to it. And I'm like, yeah, fine. You don't remember it the way I do. That's okay. Yeah. We're in two different timelines. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Again, that's how it is with like with me and my husband. Me and my husband are both Taurus. So we like really liked we really like to both be right about things, mm-hmm. and it's little mm-hmm. things, very little things. So it'll be like, no, you said, I said it like that. No, you said it like that. And we'll fight to the death over this little thing. And then that's something I've been telling me. I'm like, no, that was a different, like, you can argue over this to the death, but it was just a different timeline. So
it was just a different timeline.
Yeah. It was just a different time.
It all matters and none of it matters at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we want to do a little intuitive news to wrap this up?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it, baby.
So intuitive news is where I read Ambie some headlines. Some are like world news. Some are like entertainment news. And mm-hmm. we just get her intuitive read and prediction on them. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to start with the first, which is obvious, which is the story about Canada. There have been wildfires and it has affected
much. No way.
No way what?
Sorry. Anyway,
it has affected much of the United States. But much of the United States that doesn't get affected by this typically. So like the East Coast of the United States. So what is the future of this? Are these fires going to keep happening? Is this an isolated event for the East Coast?
I feel like this is an isolated event for the East Coast. I don't feel like it's going to continue to happen. Just to give you guys a heads up.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good. I think it's going to, I mean, there's something like 400 wildfires going on right now. So you don't have to be a psychic, nor do you have to be like super intuitive to understand that it's going to take a while for this to kind of go away. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like it's not going to be a regular thing. We're not going to be like, oh, Canada's on fire again.
Right.
Like every Tuesday. This isn't going to be a regular occurrence.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I think other parts of the country will see it more.
Okay. Yeah. Like the West
Coast.
Which
is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Or like the,
Midwest.
Yeah. Midwest too.
Yikes. Okay. Well, okay. selfishly, that's good news, but still, I am down to March, you guys. I am down to freaking March. So just tell me where to be.
I love that you're going to march. What are we marching for? We're marching for like
the government environmental to do their change? Goddamn job. That's okay. What do you mean?
But there are so many other things to march for.
But guess what? If we can't live here anymore, then there's nothing to march for. So that's the number one thing to march for.
I mean,
you don't agree?
I don't agree with you. No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be marching for what I'm marching for. You march for what you're marching for. Okay. That's what I'm marching for. Okay.
Do it.
Like, I'm done. Sure. Like, this is it. Okay.
She wants to talk to the manager. This is fucking absolutely unbelievable.
Guys, that is my quote of the year. I always constantly just want to talk to the manager of the planet because I'm just and I'm not even a talk to the manager person in real life. I never have said that. I want to talk to the manager. Never. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just go because this is awkward.
I'll just eat this. This is fine. Don't worry about it.
I'd rather not have this conversation. Okay, so second story, and this might be the only other story because I really couldn't find a good third one. This is a totally separate topic. This is more in entertainment news and sports. But Josh Allen, star quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
So glad that I didn't – I was like, how do I not know who that is? Okay, go ahead.
He recently broke up with his longtime girlfriend, like girlfriend of like 6 or 7 years who had become like a staple in Buffalo. And within
he has
like
somebody else.
I know.
Oh, we know that? Oh, okay.
It's a all famous right. person.
Sorry.
Well, you're right on
that
track.
Was
good
intuitive.
Job.
That
good job.
That
yeah.
was intuitive. All right. What was the question then?
Let's see if you can feel who it is or what type of person
they're
going to
get engaged if they're not already. Oh my God, I love your face right now.
Wait,
it
that's
makes
weird
me so
because
happy.
Do you think it'll happen soon?
I do think it'll happen soon.
Okay,
but I think they've been dating for a while. Oh my God! If you're not watching this on Facebook, you should be because her face hysterical. Love
okay,
it.
Well, let me tell you why.
Is
that's
it
crazy.
Like? Wait, is it someone that is blonde? Like, is she an actress?
She is an actress, but she's not blonde.
I keep seeing like a Taylor Swift type person.
Then why'd you say actress?
Because I knew that it was an actress, but I kept seeing a Taylor Swift type, like tall, blonde, that kind of look.
Well, she is tall, but she's not blonde. But maybe you saw that because she also does sing.
Oh. Interesting. I
and she's
don't
an
know
Oscar.
She
she's an Oscar nominee.
Was she married?
I think
recently?
She. Was she what?
Was she married recently?
No. She's like one of the youngest Oscar nominees ever.
Very exciting. Who is
her? Her name's Haley Steinfeld. Do you know Pitch Perfect?
Nope.
You never saw Pitch Perfect?
No.
Oh my God, that's shocking and awful. You need to see it immediately.
We're going to have a whole fucking episode about that.
Yeah, you need to see it. But okay. Well, anyway, do you want me to show you her?
Yeah, show me a picture. That would be great. Share your screen. Let's see.
But this is awesome. Okay. Hold on.
That's okay.
It's okay. You're like, that's okay. I'm invested now. Okay. So.
Let's see. Everybody on Facebook, oh my God, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Like, really pretty.
Yeah, she is really pretty. Is this, do you want me to show you his old girlfriend?
Jesus, I have a crush on her.
Yeah. Hold on.
Don't tell Mo, everybody.
This is the old girlfriend.
Oh, she looks similar.
That well, you said blonde, and she's been blonde recently. Yeah. So, like, I was wait, are you talking about her?
I mean, she's very pretty, too.
She is. She's super pretty.
She's super pretty. The other one is stunning, but she's super pretty.
Yeah. So, here's the thing.
Okay. I'm excited about that.
Here's what's crazy. Right before this all happened, well, at the end of last football season, so, obviously, my husband's a huge Buffalo Bills fan, and we love Josh. That's the guy. And I was like, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm like, I think they're going to get engaged. I think they're going to get engaged this coming year.
Him and his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend now.
I just felt like he was going to get engaged. So he's been with his girlfriend for many years. So I was like, they're going to get engaged. Yeah. And then in my head, I heard either engaged or break up. But I just said the engaged part. So then they break up. And then it comes out that he's been seen with Hailee Steinfeld, which is like, whoa. And then it comes out like that, I don't know, she insinuated that he, whatever. So, but then you just said they're going to get engaged. And I'm like, what? Like, because I felt that they would be engaged, but not, maybe I was feeling them.
Maybe you were feeling them. Yeah, that's possible.
Okay, so how long have they been dating? Because like she literally just broke up with, what's her name?
He's been cheating on his girlfriend with this woman.
Yeah, yeah. For like a long time?
A couple months, yeah.
Okay, well that kind of makes sense. What about her? Was she ever like cheating on him? Because there was rumors about that too, like his ex-girlfriend.
I see money. Isn't someone with a lot of money too?
Well, there was rumors of like someone on the team.
Oh, I hope she gets back at him, truly. I think it was inappropriate. Yeah. I mean, you would consider that cheating. Yeah. I think it was inappropriate, but also we also have to keep in mind that I just don't like men. So
that's fine.
I'm always going to think that the woman is right and the man is wrong.
I'm not saying.
And I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. Okay. Okay.
You're aware of your biases.
I'm aware of my biases.
I'm not saying he was not in the wrong.
He is wrong.
Oh, yeah, he is wrong.
It's like sticking with someone as they go through medical school and then they make it. No, and then they're like, bye, bitch. And you're like, fuck you, dude. Yeah. I've been here wiping your ass for 8 years.
Yeah.
And now you're going to leave me. I hope she keeps his car.
I felt it whole time that he was going to go like Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Bitch. Who's going to go Tom Brady on her ass. Like meaning he was going to be like, oh, bye, Giselle's calling. See ya. You know? When Tom Brady did that to his ex-girlfriend, who was already an actress in her own right, and he had just gotten pregnant, and he was like, bye, Giselle. Do you know that about him?
No, I do not. I never liked him.
Literally, she had just gotten pregnant. This actress, Bridget Monaghan. Wait, I don't remember her name. But anyway, she's an actress, and she's really hot. And they'd been together a while, and he had just gotten her pregnant. And then literally right after she got pregnant, he was like, Giselle, though. And then they got married and had all their kids.
Giselle was like, you're not leaving for shit.
Yeah, no, you're staying right here. And the son was born, and he had a son with the first one, too. So they have a blended family. Anyway.
Bullshit they do. Okay, go ahead. Let's move on.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, that was the three.
No, I said I didn't have a third one because there was nothing good. I looked. There was nothing like interesting.
Out.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow. So, dang.
Okay. Wow. So that's it, guys.
This is a lot to process. I hope Kayla from our last retreat is watching this because she's going to be like, oh my, I'm going to tell her to go watch this because she's from Buffalo.
She's a Bills fan.
Bills Mafia. Yeah.
I know. You guys talked about that a lot. I was there for that conversation.
Wait,
what's up?
Guys. Okay. Something just really quick. We have enabled free trials on our Patreon account, which is super exciting. Some of you guys have already signed up. And what that means is that Patreon added this feature where for 1 week you can sign up and you get free access to all the bonus content that we have, right? So for our Patreon, basically you can sign up for a free week trial for the first tier, and that gives you access to all of our celebrity spirit interviews, to our intuitive investigations, and it's like over a year's worth of content. And I mean, we've talked to everyone from Elvis to Kobe Bryant to JonBenet Ramsey.
Gandhi.
We've investigated like Britney Spears, what's going on with that? 2012, did the world really end? And we're in a parallel timeline. What's going on? There's so much amazing content. So you guys can, if you've been hesitant about, do I really want to pay this $5 a month? Well, now you can just sign up for free. And if you want, you can consume all the content in 7 days and then peace out if you don't like it. So just one. just wanted to. Well, I'm just saying if they really wanted to. So yeah, patreon.com/innerbloompodcast, and we really appreciate your support. Also, please leave us a rating or review. It helps us so much. Thank you so much.
Also, one more thing. I hope you guys have a good day. Leave us a rating or review. We need to have ratings or reviews and reviews and good ones. Okay. If you don't like the podcast, just keep it moving. You don't need to tell your friends, but if you like the podcast and you want to help out and you don't have the money to support us on Patreon, cool. Write us a review. It's free. It will help us. It helps you. Let's work together. Okay. Let's coexist.
Let's come together for the future.
Play that in the outro.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, right. Come together. I mean, I don't want the Beatles to sue me, but sure.
Well, that's true. It's a big song. You get the idea. Sing it in your head.
Come together.
We don't have the rights. No, we don't have the rights. You can't even sing it.
Okay. I think you can play like 15 seconds, but okay. Anyway, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time.
Keep on blooming, bitches.
Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast.